Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How would your experience be without Coach Prime in your life?
I think I asked him this question like 2 months ago.
Okay.
I said, what would we be if I didn't decide to go there? And I still don't know the answer because it's hard. When I first talked to him, it's like, I don't care who it is. I don't want to go there. But as I talked to him more, it's like, oh, this might be the place where I want to go. You know, he's more than just a coach, he's a father.
Travis Hunter, who's going to win the Heisman Trophy this weekend, is college football's best player. Him talking about Deion Sanders and going with Deion Sanders to Colorado, I do think that first part of it is interesting. Like, I don't care who he is. So I do wonder, as far as like impact on young students, whether or not that's going to be a thing with Bill Belichick.
Well, that's the whole idea, I think. Is that, I mean, look, college football has always lived somewhat on the cult of personality of the head coach.
Shout out to CM Punk.
Shout out to Living Color.
Obviously.
And Vernon Reed.
Obviously.
But this new paradigm that exists is even more about that cult of personality, and it's tenuous. It feels dangerous because of the availability of the transfer portal. Like, you can turn things around crazy quick, but they can also fall apart crazy quick. Like, this whole Belichick thing, I keep thinking about, what kind of stamina does he actually have for this? What kind of stamina will he actually have for what this takes? Because as we know,
it's very different.
And this particular era, you got to recruit to get him there. And then when the year's over, you're going to have to recruit some of them again.
Yep.
And you're going to be like, I already got you here. You're here. I already signed you with my NIL deal. My GM, Mike Lombardi, already signed. It's just a ridiculous
thing. And there might be another better deal out for that player with another NIL collective someplace else.
You're going to sell them again, or you're going to be busy trying to think about what you can do with the wing T formation?
Or Bill Belichick could also try to press upon young people that he's going to develop them so it's okay that they're not playing this year. Mm-hmm. And that young person might be like, cool, but Kenny Dillingham over at Arizona State is going to play me right now.
Right, and Bill could be like, you know what, if you can't play for me, if you can't handle it, then you can just move on. And I'll just go get somebody else. And then the somebody else you get, it's not that good. It's not that good. And you can run out of people that you could get.
I'm curious on how all of this is going to work. It's going to be a fascinating case study, and we do have one case study in front of us already, which I think is pretty great. And that's what's happened with Deion in Boulder with Colorado. And you might say, well, all right, they didn't make the playoffs this year. Well, they finished fourth in the Big 12 this season. And remember, they're, 2 years removed from being a one-win university. And now you see them be, end up with 9 wins in the season.
Yeah.
That's a success, a major success. That's just it. Then you have the number one pick in the draft, and probably another top five pick who's going to win the Heisman Trophy. That's a major success on the field.
Colin Shador, the number one pick.
I think he's the consensus right now, number one pick. There's still all sorts of stuff to do, but I imagine Shador will be the number one pick in this year's draft.
So what defines success?
That's a great question.
Because we're 2 years here for Deion. He's brought in, I think, 100 transfers. So 100 different players have transferred in. And you have accomplished what you've accomplished in terms of raising the profile of the school, and everybody's talking about it.
And so that we're clear, Colorado is an excellent university. Like, it's a great school on top of everything else that's around it. So, yeah, they raise the profile of it. And I think that when you start to ask, like, what the question of, Is it a success?
Is it a success from a football competition standpoint? Or if you're the board of trustees, has it been a good investment?
I think so. They saw a 20% raise in applications.
Well, there you go.
To the university. They also saw that it opened up some elements from a diverse standpoint that they hadn't. They saw a raise in black and brown students wanting to come to Colorado. And a lot of people are calling it the prime effect. Now, that's not a huge number. But to see a 3% jump, which is what they've seen, yeah, in that regard, is pretty big. If you look at what Colorado has gained, I don't know that they're paying Deion Sanders enough for what it is he has done for them in these last two seasons. And there have been some bumpy moments. He hasn't always been great at a lot of stuff, but I think it's a win on the football side and on the university side.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, when you talk about the negatives, it's like whether it's firing at media and doing that, or firing off messages to kids who might transfer out.
Yeah, I didn't think that was great.
Me neither. I thought showing some ugliness there. I'm sure there's been moments where some people on that board or some people in charge of Colorado are like, well, that's not exactly the personality we want to show. But it's been super fun and interesting. And whenever I've seen them on my TV, I watched that Kansas game. That was a good game a couple of weeks back. Whenever I run across them, I'm like, oh, yeah, I want to see Shador. I want to see Travis Hunter. And I want to see that prime effect. I wonder what it's like there in 2 years. But this is the nature of college football now, is that it's so... It's going to be more transient. It's going to be more transient than it ever has been, and more year to year and piecemeal. And that's why it freaks some people out for sure.
Part of the reason that I'm interested in this from the Carolina standpoint is that Carolina already has a high profile. It is an excellent university that has...
It's a beautiful place.
It's in a beautiful place. It's in a Power 5 conference. It has a long and storied athletic history to it. Does Bill Belichick being there, does it raise the profile enough that it will matter? Because North Carolina is a school that is really selective about letting students in. So will they, and I'm not saying that Colorado isn't, because Colorado also an excellent university.
I think North Carolina will bend for Bill Belichick. It probably bent for Roy Williams a little bit.
No. You're misunderstanding. I'm not talking about getting people on the football team. I'm talking about
getting people into the university. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, I got you.
UNC will get a flood, I think, of people that are interested in going there, but will they even be qualified?
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that the football stuff matters. My alma mater, Alabama, has seen a huge jump during the Saban era. A huge jump of people in the Chicago area. Like, you'll be riding around, you see a lot of bumper stickers and a lot of Roll Tide. Kids from here have figured out that Tuscaloosa is really not that far from here.
I think it's just the Lawrence Holmes effect.
It's definitely not my effect. a 90-minute flight and a 40-minute drive from Birmingham is all it takes to get to Tuscaloosa. So they've seen an increase in places where ordinarily the University of Alabama wouldn't be able to draw high school students away. But now they're in a place like Chicago and the surrounding suburbs, and it's a whole new thing. What does Bill Belichick open up for UNC? I don't know, but I think that overall there's the possibility of it turning out similarly, if not the same, as what the effect is. The winning has to happen, though. Like, because there were already people that were waiting on Deion to fail in this second season. And then the winning started to happen. Guys going into the NFL, big stars flipping commitments.
Mm-hmm.
All of that stuff has to happen for Bill. I don't know if he's, what's the right word? I don't know if he's as ready to be the carnival barker and the salesman.
No, I think he assumes he doesn't have to be, don't you?
That Deion is willing to be. Like, Deion has really been up there being like, come to Colorado. I thought that one of the things that he said about Boulder was really beautiful. Have you ever been to Boulder?
No, I haven't yet.
It's a gorgeous place. I honestly don't know how when a kid goes there, how they don't end up going to that university.
I've been to Boulder. It's insane.
It's beautiful.
Insane. And they have the coldest beer in the world there at the Coors Light, Coors Light Brewery.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they get it to 0.2 degrees above freezing.
Oh.
It's insane.
Okay, it's something to think about when I go back to Boulder. But that he said, I spent most of my life in the Southeast. I spent most of my life in Florida. I really didn't know that a place like this existed. And he said that's now part of his recruiting pitch, is that when he's talking to these kids out of Miami Southwest and, you know, all of this stuff, that he goes, no, you need to come out here and see what it's like in Boulder. And it's changed. I was in Boulder last year, Speaks, and seeing the people of Boulder be behind Deion, not the university, but be behind Deion, has been an amazing transformation.
That's pretty cool. Hey, we are throwing ourselves a holiday party tomorrow because the company threw one during our show yesterday, and we'd like to attend one. So we're having one tomorrow on this show, tomorrow between 2 and 6. If you, dear listener, would like to participate in our Spiegel and Holmes holiday party tomorrow, you can. Head over to the Odyssey app right now and click send a voice message next to the listen live button, okay? And you can contribute a grievance you've had with your favorite Chicago sports team or athlete this season. A grievance is what you'll contribute. We will play the best ones on tomorrow's show. So we'll have our little Festivus portion of the holiday party tomorrow. Contribute your grievance next to the listen live button with the send a voice message button. And in addition to our regular Bears Friday guests, tomorrow we'll have Chicago legend John Vincent here singing some of our favorite holiday songs. And we will have a very special gift for you, the dedicated Score listener, at 5:30 tomorrow on the holiday show. So tune in tomorrow and head over to the Odyssey app and send a voice message to contribute a grievance.
Categories is next here on the Score.